Typically, the Navy loses about as many people as it trains, says Vice Admiral John Nowell, who is in charge of personnel for the Navy.
On a normal year, we'll bring in about 40,000 sailors, and we have about 40,000 sailors that go home.
But this isn't a normal year. Like with the other services, the Navy has suspended advancement exams. New recruit training was temporarily halted at boot camp. In San Diego and other places, the Navy shut down classrooms after cases of COVID-19 were discovered. A military-wide stop movement order has even made it more difficult to move sailors from one place to another. At the same time, people are still allowed to leave the Navy.
The stop movement does not apply to folks that are retiring or separating. Those moves are considered mission essential. If they've got their papers in and they continue to want to execute their departure, then we'll make that happen. But for the sailors, there is a lot of uncertainty and there's a lot of churn out there right now.
So the Navy is trying to convince seasoned sailors to stay a little longer, at least during the crisis. They're giving sailors the unusual option of staying another 6 months up to a year through April 2021, while the training pipeline is partially frozen.
So it's a win-win both ways, I think.
The Navy could force sailors to stay. After 9/11, the Bush administration didn't allow people to leave either active duty or the reserves if their unit was about to be deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan. The Pentagon has reportedly looked at a so-called stop-loss order in recent months, but there hasn't been a formal proposal. Instead, the Navy has offered incentives in medicine and other vital areas. Kenneth Taylor is a senior chief petty officer on board the carrier USS Truman. He works in aviation maintenance and was scheduled to retire.
I actually had several job interviews scheduled, but I had to cancel them because I wasn't going to be home in time to make those interviews. I'm looking at a couple of different jobs, possibly with airlines.
The USS Truman is off the coast of North Carolina. The ship has not made port as part of the Navy's plan to stop the spread of the coronavirus. He concedes those potential job offers with airlines probably wouldn't have come through, at least not right now. Taylor says his wife actually heard about the program.
So she told me, just if it's applicable to you, just do it. Take the extra year and have a guaranteed job for another year, and we'll try to find something next year.
John Cedeno is the chief counselor at Naval Base San Diego. He says right now he's meeting with sailors on Zoom as they pass through the base on their way out of the service.
We have junior sailors that were transitioning out and getting ready to go to college. We have sailors that are retiring, that were getting ready to go back to their families and start the new chapter of their lives.
Sailors who are retiring with 20 or more years of service usually start processing their paperwork 2 years ahead of time.
Once you get to the end, you're kind of excited. You're kind of a little relieved that, hey, my service is done and I'm ready to transition out. But now it's like, what am I transitioning into?
The Navy has invited recent retirees with medical backgrounds to come back and offered to retain some officers after they've reached the Navy's mandatory retirement age. All of this, Admiral Nowell says he hopes will give the Navy stability while they figure out what it will take to get the military back to training new sailors at the pace they were just a few months ago. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.